This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. I'm Roshan Kanesan, and you're listening to Ringgit & Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. Today on the show, we're going to talk about personal connectivity. With the dawn of the age of the smartphone, the internet has essentially become a necessity, and sometimes that can hurt our wallets. Telcos are offering us more minutes and more gigabytes, but is more really better? Well, to discuss that and more, I have in the studio today Idham Idris, licensed financial planner and director at Wealth Vantage Advisory. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Idham, when it comes to personal connectivity, how should we be thinking about this?
I think the most important thing is that you should always be looking at maximizing usage for the lowest price. That should be the overriding thought that you should have whenever you're going out and selecting a data plan or prepaid plan or postpaid plan or what have you, you know. So let's just get an example. If you go for a buffet at a hotel, so when you go for a buffet, you're paying a fixed price. Are you eating up everything at the buffet, or are you just sampling one or two dishes? So a prepaid plan or a postpaid plan, a data plan, is very similar to that. Another way of thinking about it, say that you have a fixed amount of petrol that you use every month, 500 ringgit. And before, at the end of the month, whatever balance of petrol, you dump it up from your car. Is that what you're going to do? No, definitely not. You pay as you use. You maximize the usage. So very similarly, that is what should be the overriding principle.
That's a really good example, because oftentimes we don't realize how much data we're actually wasting. We have 10, 20, 30, 40 gigabytes, but do we actually use that? At the end of the month, you've got 10 gigabytes left, but we don't think about it. It rolls over and you don't get that back. You're paying for something you've not utilized. And I guess it also comes back to that whole concept of abundance, right? It's, oh, I'd rather have more data than less. What do you think about that?
Well, the most important thing is I'm not advocating for reduction of usage. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, when they talk to licensed financial planners, they get scared because a licensed financial planner would somehow try to monitor their spending, which is true. But I think the most important thing on our side is minimizing wastages, yeah, and leakages. So when you're talking about data plans, the most important thing is looking at how do you actually use your data. So when you're talking about on your phone, what is the most used app? Are you using things like Instagram or YouTube, where there's a lot of streaming videos, which means that there's more consumption of data? Are you just using things like WhatsApp or messaging, or are you using Facebook? You know, so all these popular apps that people use consume data, but what do you actually use? Yeah. So when you look at your phone settings, for example, there's ways that track the usage of data on your mobile plans. So I use an iPhone. So on iPhone, you can actually track how much each app uses, mm-hmm. and how much it uses over a period of time. So the way that I do it is that when I look at the numbers, see how much it uses, then see over a period of time how much it consumes. Then I try to figure out, in that particular month or in a 30-day period, exactly how much I use. Yeah. So for example, in my particular phone, I'm using about, since 2017, yeah, it shows that I've used about 251 gigabytes of data. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 251 gigabytes of data over, if you count today, it'll be about 608 days.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So you divide that 251 divided by 608 days. It turns out I use about 400 megabytes a day.
Wow.
So, and times by 30, which is about a month, that means I'm consuming only 12. But what is my data plan? Do I have like the 20 gigabyte data plan or 30 gigabyte data plan? So we're talking about almost 2 years of usage, an average of only about 12 gigs, mm-hmm. every month. So basically, if I'm paying for more than 12, I'm basically wasting money.
Now, I like this. I really, really like this example, because I like using this phrase. I can't remember where I heard it from, but essentially it's what gets measured gets managed. Correct. Now, we have these tools on our phones that help us show how much data we're using. And if you know roughly you're using between 10 and 15 gigs a month, if you want to be conservative, then maybe you can pay for 20. But if you're paying for 40 gigs a month, there is something wrong there. You're wasting more than half of your money, essentially.
Correct.
Yeah, like, and when it comes to the apps, right? There are some apps where, sure, Instagram, Facebook, you're not going to fuss about using the data there. Maybe that's where you get your value from. But the other day, I saw one of my podcasting apps was using 1 gigabyte of data. And thing is, with podcasts, you can just download it offline.
All right.
But it's so important what you said there. It's not always about cutting costs. It's about minimizing leakages.
Right. And I think the other thing that we need to talk about is the user experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of apps that just function better or have a better user experience when you have a faster network speed
mm-hmm.
or wider coverage. So, for example, like you mentioned just now, podcasting. Why wouldn't you download it on your Wi-Fi network before you go out and don't spend that data outside downloading, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Updating apps is another thing that a lot of people outside of their Wi-Fi networks. So, for example, you can check in your settings right away. Does my App Store or Google Play Store consume data mm-hmm. while I'm outside? For unnecessary updates, which can be done when you're going back home and you have your Wi-Fi at home or at the office or at your local fast food restaurant.
Basically, what we've covered here so far is, one, you got to check whether you're wasting your data. Now, if you know you're spending 10 gigabytes a month, then you work with that and maybe cut down your plan. Now that you're looking at that 10 gigabytes a month, there are things where you could be more efficient. Like if you're connected at home, maybe don't download an app or update your apps outside.
Right.
Maybe download your songs offline.
Correct.
These little things, I think, can make a big difference. And I'm speaking from personal experience as well. Like, there are lots of different ways where you can prevent wastage of data.
Definitely, definitely.
And we're going to continue the discussion in just a little bit. And we're going to get into postpaid versus prepaid. Should I get a phone with a plan? So many questions. I'm not sure if we have enough time. You're tuned in to Ring It In Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. Stay tuned. Thanks for staying with us here on Ring It In Sense, the show that's all about personal finance. Today, I'm discussing personal connectivity and its costs. With me in the studio today is Idham Idris, licensed financial planner and director at Wealth Vantage Advisory. Now, if you want to let us know what you think, you can always get in touch with us on Twitter at BFM Radio. Idham, when we left off, we were talking about data, how to use it, how to save on it. But another common question that comes up, in fact, something I was asking myself maybe like 1-2 years ago, was should I choose postpaid or prepaid? What is your opinion when it comes to this?
I think the most important thing is the awareness of how much you're using your data. Then only when you know that, it's easier to make the decision whether it's prepaid versus postpaid, you know. There's no reason to pick one over the other if you're not utilizing the maximum one has to offer. So prepaid is cheaper if you don't consume a lot. Postpaid is cheaper if you consume a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure that you consume it.
Right, yeah. I think that's the common thing. It's just really different tiers of products. With prepaid, you can get maybe as low as 4 gigabytes of data, but a lot of postpaid plans are 10, 20, 30, 40, those very big tiers.
Correct, yeah. So you can get as low as like 1 gigabyte or 2.5, something like that,
right,
for prepaid. Yeah, but it's just a matter of usage. Are you using it or are you overpaying? That's the other issue. You know, sometimes you're not aware, especially with prepaid. Then it turns out that you keep using, and then it turns out at not even a week you've already ran out of data, and you keep purchasing, which is worse.
Okay.
Because every time you add on and buy these add-ons, you're not really managing the financial aspect well. So it can spiral out of control. At the end of the month, suddenly you're paying 150 to 200 ringgit prepaid data. So, you know, that doesn't make sense.
Right. So there's a risk over there of being able to buy more data.
Correct.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think the per gigabyte, the ringgit to gigabyte price ratio is more expensive if you're buying add-ons as opposed to having the one lump sum quota at the beginning of the month.
Right, which is why it's important to be aware of how much you're using in the first place, is it?
Yeah, so it goes back to our first half where we're talking about you've got to take a look at your data. And I don't mean that as in the gigabytes. I mean the information. How much on average are you using a month? And that will immediately solve your questions. Should you be going postpaid, prepaid? It's about which product gives you what you need.
Yeah. So I think it's important to also understand that different people consume data differently. For a content producer, they actually consume data when they're uploading, sending data over to the server. For example, if you do a lot of Insta stories or recording a lot of videos, uploading, you're still consuming data. Don't think about consuming data as just you're downloading from the website or the app. You know, whenever you're a content producer, you're sending data over, you're taking videos, you're taking photos, you're doing podcasts, all this is consuming. So up and down.
So again, it comes down to utility, what you're using, how you're using it. If you are a content producer, I think that's just part of your day-to-day, really. You need that data in order to produce that content. Now, another common thread I see is that people pick postpaid because they want to get a phone. It comes part of that plan. So there is this, not a misconception, but there is a feeling that if you get the plan, you'll get the phone at a subsidized rate and it's cheaper. What do you think about that?
So when you do the math, it turns out, yes, you do get a cheaper phone, you know, regardless of what kind of phone it is. But that's the thing, right? Do you need the phone in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to, same thing, are you going to maximize the usage of your phone? Are you going to make money out of your phone? You know, don't buy a 4,000 ringgit Candy Crush or Facebook device.
Okay. The way you frame that is amazing because, yes, if you're using your phone a lot, heavy user, you're content creating, you're working on your phone, sure, that's a business device at this point. You don't want to buy a 4,000 ringgit Candy Crush machine because an iPhone 6 from 4 years ago or 5 years ago will do the job.
Yeah, definitely. So it is very important to understand what am I using it for, because a lot of times, so this doesn't fall just into buying phones and getting subsidized with a plan. We're talking about any kind of purchases, whether things that are on sale. So people will say, oh, I just saved 50%. No, you actually spent 50%.
Yeah, it's the psychological effect of seeing that 50% off,
right,
or that subsidy on a phone.
Correct.
I remember a few years ago, I was in the same dilemma where I was, should I continue my Maxis contract and get a phone with it? And I'm like, I did the math. I compared postpaid and prepaid and I realized that, why should I be committing to buying a new phone every 2 years? I don't need a phone every 2 years.
That's right.
3-4 years, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm content creating. I'm a moderate user. I don't need a phone every 2 years.
Right. So for example, I'm on Instagram a lot. So I do follow photographers because I like some of the content that they're creating. And some of the photographers are using phones like iPhone 6 or iPhone 5. You know, phones from 4 or 5 years ago. And it turns out amazing, you know, the photos that they take. So it's about the eye. I think sometimes it's not just about the device.
Yeah, and I think the photographers also use their own cameras and then they transfer over. So the phone is really just a gateway to Instagram and Facebook. You're capturing the images somewhere else and then posting it up there.
That's right.
When it comes to phones, my personal belief is that get a new phone when your phone is failing you.
Yeah, so this actually comes back to an interesting personal financial concept, which is want versus need.
Right.
So do you want it or do you need it? Mm-hmm. So need means that if you don't have it, you can't survive. So we're just talking about what are the basic needs, eating and drinking, shelter, clothing, things that are very basic. Wants is always something that you're trying to keeping up with the Joneses.
Mm-hmm.
You're just looking at your friend, oh, he has a new phone. I want a new phone.
Yeah, and I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting something as long as you don't break the budget.
Right.
As long as you're saving a bit on the side. I think that's the misconception that there's only two ways to personal finance. It's either you are super frugal or you are failing at everything and spending all your money.
Yeah.
There is a middle ground.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
You can buy the things you want with certain expectations and certain moderation. And you don't have to live extremely frugally, or you don't have to spend everything.
Yeah, definitely. So it's about being efficient. It's about being effective and making maximum use of your money. Because at the end of the day, money just doesn't grow on trees. You have to remember that you do work for it.
Yeah, it's all about getting that value for the money you spend. Right. If you derive value in a certain way, then all the power to you. Just make sure you've got your savings and your general financial framework.
That's right.
Now, talking about efficiency and effectiveness, I want to ask you about, when it comes to evaluating telco plans, what are the key things we should be looking at?
So actually, we're looking at only four different factors, I would say. The number one consideration I would say for a lot of people is actually when they consider a plan, they look at the price, which I think is a big mistake. You know, the first thing that you always want to look at is the network coverage. Network coverage is so, so important. So I spoke about this before where I say that because you don't have coverage and in certain areas, maybe you have one or two bars, you actually get slower speed than what was promised to you. So it's important to understand where you're geographically located and whether the in your particular area have sufficient network coverage from that particular telco. Then number two, you actually look at the speed. Because if, let's say, in that particular area, you have the maximum signal coverage, getting the fastest speed is next. Then you only look at price, you know. And price, like I said, is depending on the usage. Yeah, so you make sure that you don't go over budget where you actually buy more data because your initial base plan doesn't have enough. Yeah, so four things: network coverage, speed, price, and the data or unlimited call time, unlimited SMS. Those are some of the other factors. But another thing. So I would say this is a tip or a trick, I would say. Take advantage of paying your data plans or prepaid plans or postpaid plans, what have you, with these currently e-wallets. Mm. Maybe if you're aware. So there's a lot of e-wallets out there that are offering discounts or cash back.
Right.
Right. So if you're paying, say, 30 ringgit for a data plan and it turns out paying it through the app gives you a cashback of 2 ringgit or 3 ringgit. Hey, why not?
That's 10%.
That's free money.
Yeah, that makes. I think that's a whole different conversation, right? How do we maximize the other thing, the e-wallets? Because there are a lot of cashbacks and a lot of deals going on. And if you have any tips, you should let us know at Twitter at BFM Radio. But before we end, Idham, do you have any final comments, any final advice before we end this episode of Ring It In Sense?
I think data connectivity is so, so important in this day and age. And we need to be mindful of not just the data plans that you use, but there are other hidden charges that you might not be aware of when using your phone. Things like microtransactions, in-app purchases, things like that, you know. So you have to be mindful because you don't want to be at the end of the month, you know, I get my salary and then suddenly 500 or 600 ringgit is being used towards keeping you on the internet 24/7. Mm-hmm. Whereas there's ways for you to reduce the spending.
Yeah, I guess that's in-app purchases and all these things that are so easy to do on your phones. And next thing you know, you've spent an additional 50 ringgit on Candy Crush that day when you didn't need to. But I guess that's a whole different conversation. It's because it's just the ease of spending that money that is quite worrying, I think, especially for children.
Yes, yeah. So that's a bit scary.
Now, let's hope we get to that conversation someday. But in the meantime, thank you so much for joining me today, Idham. It's been a great conversation. So much to talk about, really. But I think we've started off on a good foot here, getting everyone aware of the basic things you need to keep in mind when it comes to telcos and internet.
Thank you.
Remember that Roommate is back for season 2, so go check that out on our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, or on roommate.my. This was Ring It In Sense, the show that's all about personal finance.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.